The sixth day of the blessed month of Baba, the departure of the righteous Hannah, mother of Samuel, the prophet. Hannah was from the tribe of Levi. Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, married her. He also had another wife whose name was Peninnah. Hannah had not had children, and Peninnah was always reviling her because she had no children. Hannah's husband Elkanah went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh, where the tabernacle of meeting was. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all of her sons and daughters with him. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion, because he loved her. After her arrival, Peninnah was jealous of her and provoked her. Therefore Hannah wept and did not eat. Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Why do you weep? Why do you not eat? Why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?" This is from Samuel 1, verse 8. Hannah did not accept any consolation from him. She went to the house of the Lord, and Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost. She prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head." Eli the priest was watching her as she stood silently, for she was praying in her heart. Eli thought that she was drunk, and he rebuked her, saying, "How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you." And Hannah answered and said, "No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord." And then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition." This was described in 1 Samuel 1, verse 17. Hannah believed Eli's words and went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. And then she conceived and brought forth a son, and she called him Samuel, which is a Hebrew name meaning God has heard. When she had finished nursing him, she took him to the house of the Lord, as she had vowed. She brought the child to Eli the priest, and she said, "I am the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." And then Hannah praised God in a profound prayer, which is recorded in the second chapter of the book of 1 Samuel. She lived after this a life well-pleasing to God. And the Lord visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bore 3 sons and 2 daughters. And after she had completed her good endeavor, she departed in peace. May the blessing of her prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.